This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 23-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 503, entitled Masculinazi Bastardry as a Counter to Feminazi Bitchery. Description. This flyer gives advice to masculists and MGTOWs on how to handle the 6-decades-long utterly brainwashed attitude of feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street that is so deeply ingrained in them, who have had a monopoly of gender politics over that period, so feel they have the right to be openly hostile to masculists who counter them with masculist ideas that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. It gives 2 main approaches. One is the quick tit-for-tat approach that exchanges feminist slurs with masculist slurs, an exchange that is over in seconds. The other is psychologically deeper, that lasts a bit longer, namely, putting the fear of God into these monoconscious feminists, asking them what will happen to them if their monoconscious male feminist boyfriends become biconscious faster than they do. Then these boyfriends will see them as MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, become disgusted with them and then dump them. This fear, hopefully, will motivate these MFBs to become biconscious themselves, which will make the lives of masculists easier. I'll flyer itself. Masculinazi bastardry as a counter to feminazi bitchery, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. In my previous flyer, number 502, I felt stung by the closed-mindedness and gender political bigotry of the feminists I was interacting with at one of their meetings. I felt they behaved as real feminazi bitches, so that motivated me to think how best to counter that attitude of theirs that they had been brainwashed into thinking all their lives that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and that women are the victims, the oppressed. So these monoconscious feminists, whenever they come across a man who crosses them, who challenges them, who insults them for their monoconscious bigotry, then they instinctively feel hostile towards that man and give him short shrift. Their monoconscious feminism teaches them to do this. So how is a biconscious masculist to handle the deeply ingrained brainwashing of such women in the heat of the moment? I suggest by fighting fire with fire. If a monoconscious feminist behaves as a feminazi bitch towards you, then behave as a masculinazi bastard back at her. Call her out, tell her in very angry, short, sharp sound bites that bruise her ego, so that in the few seconds you have in the verbal exchange, that she goes away with the lesson that it's not a good idea to insult masculists, because masculists hit back, and hit back hard, with bruising effect. So, if some feminazi bitch makes some misandrous remark, then as a masculist you can crush her ego with remarks such as, quote, "You're talking to a masculist, you fat, ugly, unfuckable. If you feel you have the right as a feminist to insult men, then I will take the same right as a masculist to piss on women, especially you fluffy feminist hypocrites who have taken over the divorce courts and made marriage so toxic for men that you have become indirect genociders, wiping out whole populations, so you have to be stopped with bullets if necessary. You women oppress men far worse than vice versa, with your hated, decades-lasting, manslaving parasitism. You feminazi bitches think that gender oppression is a one-way street. That is what feminism teaches you, but it's not true. You women oppress men far worse with your many gender crimes against men that last decades. For example, your decades-lasting manslaving financial parasitism, your paternity fraud, your pill lying, etc. Maskless find monoconscious feminazi bitches like you repulsive, so we punish you by totally avoiding you. End quote. If she answers back and doesn't just walk away, thus ending the exchange, then you'll have more opportunities to pound her with more maskless rhetoric, more maskless ideas that she probably knows nothing about. But she will at least get one message, and that is, you're a maskless, and that you're pouring scorn on her, crushing her ego. Feminists are so accustomed to living in a monoconscious universe that they take it for granted. They have had a monopoly over gender politics for the past six decades. During most of this time, there was no maskless arguments coming from men to counter the monoconsciousness of feminists. When feminists attacked men in the past, men had no intellectual weapons to hit back with at these monoconscious feminists. Men just quietly walked away, thus making the monoconscious feminists feel justified in their critique of men and to their face. But times have changed. Now men have their maskless rhetoric, so we're in a position to bite the fucking head off a monoconscious feminazi bigot, that's MFB, hurling maskless rhetoric at her, telling her that women oppress men far worse, and that she is a sexist hypocrite, blind to the ways that women oppress men. So maskless advice to you under these circumstances is to be very verbally aggressive towards her, to the point that she starts feeling some fear that you might actually physically hurt her. But don't do that, since you don't want to commit a crime. But you do want to scare her, force her to go away with a vivid message in her brain that maskless are nasty, maskless hit back, that feminists can't lash out at men in case there are maskless in the audience or the group she's talking to. If she has a high IQ, she may even be curious to follow up on what you said to her if you use standard maskless or MGTOW terms that she can Google. If you're in a talk, as I was recently, in which there are feminists present, then you can use a different maskless tactic that is even more frightening to monoconscious feminists, and that is to threaten them with losing something that is precious to them, namely the man in their life who they want to have babies with, which is usually the prime raison d'etre of a woman. If she makes some misandrous remark or behaves as a real feminazi bitch in some way, then you can retaliate with the following. Quote, what are you going to do if your monoconscious male feminist boyfriend or husband starts learning about maskless ideas and becomes bi-conscious, that is, has both his feminist and maskless consciousnesses raised faster than you do? If he becomes bi-conscious and you are still stuck in your monoconscious bigotry, believing dogmatically that gender oppression is a one-way street and that you feminazis have the right to insult men in public, then he will start seeing you as an MFB, monoconscious feminazi bigot. Seeing you as a bigot will cause him to feel disgusted with you, and then he will dump you. As maskless ideas spread through the culture and most men become masculisted, then once you have lost your previous monoconscious male feminist boyfriend slash husband slash partner and you go out into the e-dating sites to find a new man, then if you keep your monoconscious attitudes, then nearly all the new men you consider will reject you as well for being an MFB. You won't find a man. So if you don't bother to become bi-conscious by doing a bit of homework on maskless ideas, then you will continue to rot on the shelf, manless and hence loveless, sexless, babyless and spat at for being a monoconscious feminazi bitch. End quote. By threatening monoconscious feminists this way, so they really fear that their monoconscious male feminist boyfriends might actually dump them, if they remain monoconscious, then that will provide powerful motivation on their part to bone up on maskless ideas so they become biconscious faster than their male feminist partners. This tactic of the maskless can be very effective. It really frightens monoconscious feminists since it goes deep into their psyches. If the feminist is deeply attached to her monoconscious male feminist boyfriend slash partner slash husband, then the idea that she might lose him if she remains monoconscious is very threatening to her, so that she may actually toss off her monoconscious bigotry and actually become a female masculist. Since she is already a feminist, then by definition, she will have made herself bi-conscious. Once this has happened, inevitably, her feminist rage at men for the ways that men oppress women will be cancelled by her masculist rage at women for the ways that women oppress men. So she will be far less feminazi bitchy and hence much nicer to men, and hence more likely to keep her male feminist boyfriend before he is influenced by masculist ideas, as will happen sooner or later as masculist ideas spread across the culture he's living in. So, with the above two approaches in mind, that is, hurling masculist abuse at a feminazi bitch in short, pithy masculist soundbites, or explaining to the feminazi that she had better become bi-conscious before her monoconscious male feminist boyfriend does, or she will lose him, then the common theme in these two approaches is that it pays for you to be very verbally aggressive, so that these feminazi bitches learn not to be feminazi bitchy to men in public, since if they do, then the masculists in their audiences will stand up and bite their fucking heads off, using the techniques mentioned above. When millions of masculists do this, behaving as masculinazi bastards, then millions of feminists will get the message that gender politics is no longer a one-way street, and that it is dangerous for feminists to dump on men in public, since they now realize that some masculist may come out of the woodwork and bite her fucking head off, scaring her with his very verbally aggressive attack on her, crushing her ego and her rather feeble feminist arguments, given that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. So if a feminist behaves towards a man or men in a group as a feminazi bitch, then treat her with your masculinazi bastardry, biting her fucking head off. That will shut her up and make her think twice before she does the same again in the future. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 500 plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.